today. Gas and energy prices on the rise. An arrest made in abandoned cats. Which county in Mass has a higher COVID rate? The Supreme Judicial Court upholds the bomber's death sentence, and another school drops the mask mandate. It's all next.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Friday, March 4th. Are you going to March 4th? And the weekend is here. A nervous week in the world and much going on in Western Mass. Very glad you took a few minutes out to spend with Pioneer Valley Radio. I will make it worth your while. And just before I check our forecast, our moment of reflection and inspiration comes from Malala Yousafzai, who says, "When the whole world is silent, even one voice becomes powerful." Well, look at it. Friday weather, mostly sunny, high 30, 34. Winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 10 to 14 degrees, and a sneak peek at Saturday, mostly cloudy, high 40 to 44. And Saturday night, chance of rain showers. The CDC has released a county-by-county map of COVID risk rating. Since adopting their new criteria, the new criteria puts more emphasis on health care in each county. In Mass, county-by-county, almost all are rated low risk, with the exception of Hampshire County, the only area where the risk level is medium. 4.7% of Hampshire County's staffed hospital beds are occupied by a COVID patient. Gas and electric companies are warning residents of rising utility bills due to the ongoing conditions and global supply issues. Should you be experiencing a harsh impact from these current conditions, multiple local organizations have received grant funding from the Attorney General's office. Now, these agencies include the Mental Health Association, Springfield Partners for Community Action, Springfield Vietnamese Cultural Association, and the Town of Palmer. Now, depending on your circumstances, these agencies may be able to offer financial assistance. In freezing cold weather and winter storms, 13 cats were left abandoned. In extreme weather conditions, MSPCA law enforcement, state police, and Lanesboro Police Department announced 15 animal cruelty charges filed February 22 against Kelly Hathaway and Arthur Rainey, both of Pittsfield, who are set to be arraigned in Central Berkshire District Court March 18. The charges stem from cats found abandoned in Richmond and Lanesboro on January 28th. Animal cruelty, a felony in Massachusetts, each count punishable by up to 7 years in prison and a maximum fine of $5,000. If you're bored with COVID, how about that great oldie but goodie, bird flu? Based on detections in birds in multiple locations in Massachusetts and surrounding states, HPAI appears to be generally present in the Mass wild bird population. Water birds, including shorebirds and waterfowl, especially dabbling ducks like mallards, are most likely to carry the HPAI virus. Keep wild birds away from your flock. Flock owners and visitors may accidentally expose their flocks to HPAI through contaminated shoes, clothing, or equipment. The Supreme Court has reinstated the death sentence for convicted Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev. The justices, by a 6-3 vote Friday, agreed with the Biden administration's arguments that a federal appeals court was wrong to throw out the sentence of death a jury imposed on Tsarnaev for his role in the bombing that killed three people near the finish line of the marathon in 2013. Tsarnaev's guilt in the deaths of Lingzi Liu, a 23-year-old Boston University graduate student from China, Crystal Campbell, a 29-year-old restaurant manager from Medford, and 8-year-old Martin Richard of Boston, was not at issue, only whether he should be put to death or spend the rest of his life in prison. A poignant message from Meadowview Farms in Southwick. Regretfully, Meadowview Farm has closed its retail and greenhouses. Here is the note from the manager. "My husband, Ben, owner-manager, chief financial officer, and our fearless leader, has been fighting invasive bladder cancer for the past 2.5 years and recently returned from the hospital with hospice care. So for this reason, we've retired the retail and greenhouses. This was a very difficult decision for us to make, and we'll miss the smiles and friendship. Thank you for choosing Meadowview Farm for your flowers and for being a loyal and valued customer. It's been a pleasure to serve you. Any outstanding gift cards will be honored. Please mail your gift card with your contact information to Meadowview Farms, 120 College Highway, Southwick, and we'll send you a refund check. All gift cards must be returned to receive payment. Please feel free to share this information with friends. This comes from Carolyn and, quote, all of us at Meadowview Farms. And Carolyn, we wish you and Ben and Meadowview all the very, very best. Today, the Springfield Mayor and Police Superintendent Cheryl Claprood will be holding a pinning ceremony for the police department promotions for sergeants and lieutenants in City Hall. The mayor will then cheer on our Central High School boys and girls Golden Eagles basketball teams as they compete in the state division tournament. The Central girls will take on Lexington, 5:30 p.m. Central boys taking on Cambridge, Ringe, and Latin at 7 p.m. And this week, another one, the Belchertown School Committee dropped the high school mask mandate starting March 14. Now, this change means no masks for students and staff after that date. Granby and South Hadley school districts recently made this decision this week to no longer require masks. Now, while a mandate remains in place in Amherst Public Schools, the new policy means students can remove their masks as of March 14, since the town of Belchertown also lifted the mask mandate in the end of February. I wish you a great Friday. I wish you a terrific weekend. And thank you very much for checking out our programs here on Pioneer Valley Radio this week. If you missed any of them, or you want to hear them again, or you want to forward them to someone else, you'll find them all online on our site at Pioneer Valley Radio at podbean.com. And I really hope you do check them out. Our next new program up on Monday and available to you on demand throughout the day. Be well. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.